Come on, pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit loud. Pray in the spirit loud, church. Come on. Lord, up, I shut. Come on, this is your year. This is your year. Alaska, this is your year. Pastors, this is your year. Evangelists, this is your year. Prophets, this is your year. Teachers, this is your year. Apostles, this is your year. Servants of the living God, this is your year. Jubilee, 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 shout it, Jubilee, Jubilee, shout it, Jubilee year, say it, Jubilee year, say it, Jubilee year, turn to your neighbor and say, Jubilee year, this is my year, this is my year. Oh, Rabo Shendere be Cora Basanta. Rosende be Lora Basanta. Porabo Shandere be Larabus. For the Lord says concerning Alaska, I am about to expand your territory. I'm about to increase your borders. You have been asking me to enlarge your territory, and now it is time. It is time for your harvest. It is time for you to begin to give you what you have been seeking me for. For I am a rewarder of those that seek me, says the Lord. I am going to give you seed to plant. I am going to give you seed to plant. And you must teach the people that I am bringing to you my ways. You must teach them about the harvest that is coming. For yes, there is coming an abundant harvest. A harvest that will be heaped. A heaped harvest. A heaping up harvest is coming to you, Alaska. Blessing for your toil and efforts of planting people deep in me will be a great harvest. You have asked me specifically to fill the houses of Alaska, and I will fill your houses with my glory that does not end and it does not stop, but it is a continual flow of my glory. I'm filling you with light in a dark place. I'm filling you with light so that you can go into the world and others will see my light and they will know the way to me. They will know the way to joy. They will know the way to peace and prosperity in God. They will know the way that I have ordained for them even before the foundations of the earth. I, the Lord, hath ordained this time and this season. And yes, it is upon you now, saith God. And this is my promise to my shepherds, that once they enter into my presence, I will heal them. I will heal my people. I will deliver them. I will restore them. I will bring them back to green pastures. I will see to it that they are taken care of. I will not abandon them. I will not abandon you, for you are my joy and you are my delight, saith God. And I have found joy in you, saith God. I have seen your sacrifice of praise to me. I have seen your free will offerings toward me, of giving me praise and giving me love. And because of that, I am well pleased. You have pleased me, saith God. Now prepare for my blessing. Prepare yourself for my blessing that will come. And I will not delay. Wait for it. For it will surely come to pass. It will not delay, not even for a second. But it will come right. Lift your hands and love him. Lift your hands and worship him. Harvest is coming. Harvest is coming. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. Oh, I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. Spirit rain, Holy Ghost rain. Wind of God, blow! I'm coming in my wind. I'm coming in my fire. I am coming in my peace. I am coming in my joy. I am coming. I am coming. So much. Lift your hands and love him, church. He is the great God. He is the mighty God. He is the everlasting God. Send it, Lord. Thank you for it. Come on, lift your hands and thank him for the harvest that is coming. He's found some workers that he's pleased with. Oh, you've been toiling in the fields. God says it's time for the harvest. Every pastor, lift your hand and wave at me. Let me see your hand, pastors. Wave at me. Evangelists, prophets, wave at me. God says, by this time next year, by this time next year, you will see the word of the Lord come to pass. And begin to prepare now. Begin to prepare now. Begin to prepare when? Now. Begin to prepare when? Now. God says, now. 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 For yes, I am doing a new thing. among you. Can't you see it? Don't you realize it? It is springing forth now right in front of your eyes. Open your eyes and see. Open your eyes and see. Open your eyes and see. Just as I told my servant Joshua, see, 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 for I have given you the city and all of its mighty men. For you shall recover and you shall overtake. Oh, I hear the Holy Ghost saying the reaper is going to overtake the sower. The reaper is going to overtake the sower. Oh, get ready to reap. Get your hand up and say, God, I'm ready. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, my Jesus. That's right, that's right, that's right, that's right, that's right. That's it, that's it, that's it, that's it. Pull that down right there, pull it down. Pull it down right there from heaven. Pull it down. Take it and pull it down. That is my word. That is mine. That is mine. Say it. That is mine. Say it. That is mine. Declare it. That is mine. Declare it. Pull it down. Pull it down. Say, I pull that down. I pull that. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. No, somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord is sure. The word of the Lord is spoken and the word of the Lord is sure. The word of the Lord is spoken and the word of the Lord is sure. Hallelujah. I really have a word tonight, so I want you just to return to your seats, those of you who can. Oh, there's glory here. There's glory here. There's glory here. Tell somebody there's glory here. Praise God. Praise God. I want to say thank you so much for being back again tonight. Last night was amazing and the day was incredible. And I've heard so many amazing things about today. And let me just say right off the top, what an honor it has been for me to be a part of this Kingdom Alliance Network here in Anchorage. For all that God has done. And that all that God is doing. Somebody say what he is doing. The Bible says that faith comes by and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. Amen. If faith doesn't come by what you heard, it keeps continually hearing and hearing and hearing. Thus saith the Lord. Amen. So the word of the Lord is powerful and strong, and what an amazing presence of God that is in this state. I want to tell you, there's an anointing in the state of Alaska. You can really feel it when you're coming into the airport. And believe me, I have flown into cities where I'm thinking, oh, Jesus, help me tonight, help me this weekend. And there are other cities you fly into, you feel the presence of God and the glory of God, and you know that God is moving. Tell somebody he's moving. God is always moving. God is always up to something. And it's always something what? Something good and something great. Because he who began a, he will complete it. Tell somebody it's a good work. Tell somebody it's a great work. It's an anointed work. It's a powerful work. It's a yoke destroying work. Oh, hallelujah. And what he started, he will finish it. And he starts it with men and women like Robert and Eleanor and Mary and pastors and prophets and teachers and evangelists and apostles that gather themselves together to advance the kingdom of God. That's what all we're doing tonight is we're advancing the kingdom. Somebody just do this right here. Say, we're just advancing the kingdom tonight. We're just advancing. Turn to somebody and say, we're just advancing. Say, this feels so good to just advance the kingdom. Advance the kingdom. The kingdom is expanding. The kingdom is growing. The kingdom is multiplying. The kingdom is getting larger. The kingdom is magnifying. I feel the kingdom. Kingdom, the kingdom, the kingdom. And what a great honor. I have been met with so much. I feel like the Queen of Sheba, the half had not been told. And I have been treated with royalty since the moment I stepped my foot on this soil. I want to say thank you to my beautiful host and to all of you who have come alongside of myself and Julie, who have helped us to take us from point A to point B. Thank you to Robert and Eleanor for the invitation, and for Mary, the invitation to come and be a part of this amazing weekend. It has blessed my life. It has enriched my life. And I feel within my heart that I will never be the same again. Amen. Someone came up to Sister Mary and said, here is a gift for Pastor Judy's husband, and it is a beautiful necklace, and on the end of a necklace, it is the tooth of a walrus. And the gentleman said it signifies the mouth, and the mouth is going to be large, and it's going to be vocal, and it's going to be strong, and it's going to be powerful. And I whispered to Apostle Mary, and I said, I hope my husband gets this. What he don't know won't hurt him. Hallelujah. But I will make sure that he gets it. And it is a prophetic word over his life. He sends his love. He sends his greetings. He is praying for us tonight. Praise God. I want you to turn with me in your Bibles to Numbers chapter 13. A word from the Lord tonight for Alaska. I'm just going to speak and prophesy over you tonight very quickly. Numbers chapter 13, you know where I'm going, you Bible scholars. And while I'm doing that, let me just say, I want to invite, how many strong, powerful, mighty, vocal, anointed women of God are in the house tonight? Did you know that 2/3 of the church is made up of women? 2/3 of the church make up the women. of the church. So there's a reason why the devil hates us girls. Because he knew if the Son of God was going to come on this earth, it was going to have to come through a woman. So from moment one, he's been after our stuff. He's been after our seed. He's been after our husbands. He's been after our children. He's been after our ministry. Come on. He's been after our mind. He's been after our body. But I still remember where the Bible says that he will bruise her heel, but she will crush his head. I don't know about you, but I'd much rather have a bruised heel than a crushed head. His head is already crushed. He knows that we know that he knows that we know he knows we know. We know he knows his time is just about up. And there's one thing I know about God. God is not nervous. And he is not in trouble. The devil is in trouble. Especially in Alaska. There is a remnant in this house that will not bow their knee to Baal. They have said, I will overcome. Hit me down with your best shot. I'm still standing. And I will not quit. I will not give up. I will stand. Oh, hallelujah. So, I want to tell you women tonight that God wants to do extraordinary things in your life. You can walk in confidence. You can walk in boldness. You can walk in authority. And it is time to pursue the call of God on your life. Now is the time. Somebody say now. And I have this International Institute of Mentoring where women come for biblical instruction, for ministry mentoring, for practical applications, leadership development, spiritual impartation, godly relationships, and of course, the one word that anybody like, and that is accountability. It's a dirty word. It amazes me how people want to win the nations and they can't even clean up their dishes in their kitchen. I'm going to pick on the guys in just a second, girls. But right now, if you can take it, you can make it. Amen? It's time for us to be about our Father's business. And I love the book that the author wrote, The Purpose-Driven Life. Rick Warren, a powerful book, The Purpose-Driven Life. It's a great book. He sold about a gazillion copies and continues to sell a gazillion copies. But can I tell you, I've written about 4 books. And so whenever you start out to write a book, they want to know, they're very interested in your title. Very interested in your title. What is your title? What's going to draw the people to your book? What's going to make your book stand out above everybody else's books? Okay? Why am I going to take my money and buy your book out of all the books? A million. Y'all know that store, Books a Million? You know that store, Books a Million? Okay? How many books are in the store? A million. Okay? They're really serious when they say that. So why are you going to go in a bookstore and buy, out of all the millions of books, a million books, you're going to buy my book? What is it you're going to, it's going to draw you? So Rick Warren wrote the book, The Purpose-Driven Life. But that wasn't the reason why people bought it. It's just as equally important as to what the co-title of the book is. What is the subtitle of the book? In other words, what is this book all about? It's The Purpose-Driven Life. That's a great title. That's a pretty fancy kind of fancy-pantsy little title. But what is the book really about? What is the book really about? The subtitle of the book is, What on Earth Am I Here For? Yeah. Right? I mean, he's read The Purpose-Driven Life. Yeah. That's the reason why y'all bought it. You saw the subtitle. And everybody wants to know, why am I here? Why were you born here? Why weren't you born over in some country where you're grappling? I just got back from India, me and my husband. And we went there in the most dire places of India. And we saw the babies. And we went to the slum areas and children walking around in such filth. You don't even talk about it. And we're not any shoes on. And we can go anywhere in America and find that. But this country is so devastated. And why wasn't we? I tell my girls, why weren't you born in India? I'm trying to get their attention sometime. Because God has a purpose for every person in this room. So you have to find out what you're here for. If you're very interested in the Institute of Mentoring, International Institute of Mentoring, you can go and pick up a brochure. But right now, I want to get straight into the word because I'm going to talk to Alaska and I'm going to prophesy to Alaska over the next 15, 20, 2 or 3 hours. My flight doesn't leave until 5:30 in the morning. So I've got plenty of time. I'm not going to have time to sleep. So we might as well stay here, right? Right. That's what I say. That's what I say. So Numbers chapter 13 and beginning. Let me see where we're going to begin here tonight. It talks about how Moses sent the men out. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, send men to spy out the land, verse 1 and verse 13, which I'm going to send you to the land of Canaan. I'm giving the children of Israel from each tribe of their fathers. You shall send a man, every one a leader among them. So Moses sent them from the wilderness to Paran, according to the command of the Lord, all of them who were the heads of the children of Israel. And he names all the names. And then verse 17, then Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said to them, go up this way into the south and go up to the mountains and see what the land is like, whether the people dwell in it are strong or weak, few or many, whether the land they dwell in is good or bad, whether the cities they inhabit are like camps or strongholds, whether their land is rich or poor, whether there are forests or not. Be of good courage. Tell somebody, be of good courage. Tell your other neighbor, be of good courage. And bring some of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the season of the first ripe grapes. So they went up, spied out the land. And they went up from the south. And then they came to the valley of Eshcol. And there came cut down a branch with one cluster of grape, verse 23. And they carried it between two of them on a pole. They also brought some of the pomegranates and figs, and the place was called the Valley of Eshcol because of the cluster which the men of Israel cut down there. And they returned from spying out the land after 40 days. Now they came back to Moses and Aaron, all the congregation, the children of Israel in the wilderness, and they brought back word to them and all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. They told them, we went to the land where you sent us. It truly does. It really does. Can I preach this message, Apostle, the way I want to? Thank you. Okay. So they went and they said, Alaska, it truly flows with milk and honey. You see that? And then they told him and said, we went to the land where you sent us, and it does. And nevertheless, there's always those nevertheless people. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. Oh, the cities are fortified and very large. And there's many villages there, and there's many things that go on. And we saw the descendants of Anak there, and the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites, all the mites. Look what happens in verse 30. Thank God. for the man of God. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses. What did he do? He quieted the people before Moses. He said, let us go up at once. Caleb said, hey, let's go. Really? Let's go up there, guys. We can take them. We can get them. Let's go up 45 days from now. No, he didn't say that. He said, let us go up at once. When? At once. When? When? At once. Say it at once. When? At once. Say it. When? 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 Let's go up at once. And do what? And take. And take it. And take it. And take. And take possession. And take possession. And take. Somebody's going to get that in 5, 4, 3, 2. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it. Take it. We don't go in and get permission. We just take it. We don't go in and say, sir, babe, we know. We just take it. God didn't say, if you go in and possess the land. God said, when? God said, when? God said, when? Can I tell you with God, there is never an if. There is always a, and always a, there is always a when. Can I tell you, there is a when in your life, in your future. Somebody's going to get that in 5, 4, 3. And you're still sitting there looking at me. I said, there is a win in your future. Get on your feet, Alaska, and tell your neighbor, there is a win in our future. Let us go up at once and take it and take it and take possession of the land. Somebody catch that. Catch it, catch it, catch it, catch it, catch it. Sit down. For we are well. We are. I love it. I love it. I love it that Caleb didn't say, we're able. Caleb didn't say, well, you know, we're pretty good able. We're pretty much able. Caleb said, we are well able. We are going over and above able. We're doing exceeding abundantly above able. We're going over the top able. Why? Because the God that we serve is a God that is able. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask, think, dream, even imagine. We are well able to take it. Take it. Take it. Some of you are laughing at me. I don't know if you're laughing at me or with me. I get real excited, don't I? I get excited about this word. I know what it takes to take it. Go in and take it. To go in and possess the land. And say, this is mine. Spirit of Abraham comes on me. Say, every place the foot of my feet shall step, it is mine. It is mine. It is mine. It is mine. It is. It is. It is. and you're still sitting there. It is. It is. It is. It is mine. It is mine. It is mine. It is mine. It is. It is. It is. It is. It is mine. Where are the Abrahams around here? Where are the Isaacs and the Jacobs? Where's the Ruths? Where's the Esthers that say, if I die, I die? Sit down, Alaska. You are well able. Why am I well able? Because if God be for me, if God be for me, if God be for me, if Daddy be for me, if my Daddy God be for me, if my Yahweh be for me, if my Abba is with me and for me, what you got to understand is that when you go in to take something that belongs to you, you don't have to worry about going in it alone. You don't have to worry about going in by yourself. You don't have to worry about it. Robert, I like you, brother. You like me? Okay, you're going to really like me. Okay, put that down and come and stand right here. Right here. Right here beside me. Robert, I'm going to give you another name besides Robert, okay? I'm going to call you God. You like that? Give me a high five there, brother. Come on, give me a high five. Hurry up. Because when you go to take possession, you got God the Father on your right side. I think if I had a watch, it would be better. Because somebody's going to get that in 5, 4, 3, 2. Too late. Sit down. So when you go in to take possession of the land, you're not going by yourself. You got God the Father on your right side. Try and stay with me, God, okay? Come here, brother. And on your left side, brother, you're going way too slow to be the person I'm about to assign you. Okay? On your left side is Jesus, your brother. So if you've got God on your right side, Jesus on your left side, and you're going to the gate of hell, you know, if you've got that much going on for you, you kind of get an attitude toward the devil. Come on. Because he's the accuser of the brethren. He wants to tell you that you're nothing, that you're nobody. You're never going to amount to nothing. You're never going to amount to nobody. Don't you remember when? Don't you remember back in 1985? But then you got God the Father and you got God the Son. And everywhere you go, they go with you. They go with you. And they're standing with you. And they're standing beside you. And nothing shall anywise come nigh your dwelling. It will not come nigh your. Tell somebody, he is with us. So therefore, we are well able to take possession. This is not correct English, but it feels good to say this. But that ain't all. You got God the Father on your right. You got God the Spirit on your, Jesus on your left side. Come here, Julie. And directly in front of you is God the Holy Spirit. Somebody's going to get that in 5, 4. You better shout. You better shout. You better shout. You are not in this thing by yourself. You better shout. And the Bible says the Holy Spirit will lead you. He will lead you and guide you into all truth. That's what he is. He's your comforter. He's your paraclete. He's the one who comes alongside of you, takes you by the arm, and helps you when you feel like you can't go another step further. And if you fall, a righteous person may fall 7 times, but the Holy Spirit's going to get you up, and 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 going to. Okay? So, here we go. We got to. Come on up here, guys. This gentleman right back here. This gentleman right here, right there. Yes, sir. Come on up here and join me, please. Join this party, please, sir. So, just make sure everybody can see. We got God the Father on the right. We got Jesus on the left. We got the Holy Spirit in front of us. And here we go. We're going into the devil's camp, and we're taking back everything that belongs to us. We're going in to possess the land. So we got God the Father on the right. We got Jesus, our elder brother, on the left. We got God the Holy Spirit in front of us. Turn around and look at him, brother. And we got angels. I'm not talking about bony, scrawny little sissy angels. I'm talking about angels who tell the devil, you come one step further, I'll knock your head off. You come one more step. You see that bloodline? You come one more step. I will knock you into hell where you belong. Prematurely. So the angels encampeth. Come on, brother. Come on. Angels of the Lord encampeth. Round and about. Afraid of any little dim little demon? Why are you afraid of Satan? He has no power. He is under your foot. Why don't you step on his head right now? He's under your feet. He's under your feet. He is a defeated foe. Give him a great God bless you. Your attitude determines your altitude. Your attitude determines your altitude. My husband is a fanatic of the Dallas Cowboys. Yes, I thought I felt something in this room. He will be thrilled to hear that. He tells me about the story of this one football player. Who in the world knows? There's 3 million of them. And he goes to this owner, and he was a winning quarterback. And he says to this owner, "You hire me, you give me $20 million for 1 year, I'll get you a Super Bowl ring." He said, "I am the best. You need me." And when you talk like that, you can't blink. You really do need me. Attitude determines altitude. And so you've got to get in an attitude adjustment, some of us. You got to quit saying, "Woe is me," and how pitiful we are, and how pitiful things are in my life. And because the words you speak are the same words that you're going to eat. Because the power of life and death, life and death, life and death. Choose you this day. Choose life and live. Choose death and die. Whatever you speak is what you're going to eat. So we have to choose to say what God has said about us. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a... So the first thing you got to do is you got to get yourself to a place where you got to get still and you got to get quiet before the Lord, and you got to wait on the Lord and wait for instruction, and he'll show you and he'll tell you exactly what to do. You'll hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk you in it." I'll never forget, I'm sitting in a bathtub having a Calgon moment. Many years ago, and I told my husband, I said, "Don't you let one person come in this bathtub, come in this bathroom, unless they're bleeding or dying." Where's the women of God up here? Y'all let me stand up here by myself, sweating up here. Come on, somebody. Don't make me feel so bad. You know, every now and again, you need that Calgon moment. You don't want nobody in your bathroom. Much less in the bathtub with you. "Hey, mommy, give me some more bubbles. I want more bubbles." I'm sitting in the bathtub. My husband and I have been praying. We've been fasting about this plot of land that we needed. Every day, we went in to possess it in Jesus' name. Every place the sole of my foot shall tread. It is mine. It is mine. It is mine. And we're walking up and down this property. Now, this property, the thing about this property is it's selling for $750,000. We don't have $1,000. Much less 750 of them. So every day, by faith, we're walking this property. This property belongs to God. This property belongs to you, Jesus. And we claim it in the name of the Lord. Nobody had been and seen this property, this building, hadn't been there in 8 years. Somebody say, "New beginnings." So I'm sitting in the bathtub, Mary, and God says, "You go over to that office, that realtor's office, and you tell them $265,000, and that is it." Okay, God, but let me remind you, they're asking 750. He said, "I know. You tell them 265,000, that is it." I got out of the bathtub. I couldn't wait to get to my husband. "You're not going to believe what God told me in the bathtub. There's something about the bathtub and showers, y'all. Get in it. Something about water. I don't know. I said, "God said that building and that property is ours. And for us to go over there and ask for $265,000. He said, "What? They're asking almost $1 million. I said, "Only thing I know is I've got a word from God. And we need a miracle. So we're going over there tomorrow. I didn't say it like that, believe me. The next day, I walk into the realtor's office. He's smoking. He's just going to town smoking. And I'm just, puh. The devil is a lie. He's going to kill me before I even get out of here. I said, sir, hello, my name is Judy Jacobs Tuttle, and I'm here about that property over there on Urban. Oh, yes, yes, ma'am, Miss Tuttle, he says. Oh, I'm glad you're looking at that. She says, you know, ain't nobody looked at it in 8 years. I said, yes, sir, I know that. I said, but, you know, we're going to build a school. We're going to build a church over there. We're going to train people. We're going to see the people of God come and get trained and equipped. And we're going to build a church. And we're going to see God save people. And people's lives are going to be delivered. And he just looked at me like, that's great. It's great. He said, we'd love to sell you that. I said, no, but you don't understand. See, I was praying last night. That's the look he gave me. I said, I was praying last night, and God said $265,000, and that is it. He said, ha, ha, ha. Isn't it amazing how the devil will laugh at your prophecy? How he'll laugh at the promises of God? But always remember, God gets the last laugh. Hallelujah. Oh, God always gets the last laugh. Let him laugh. Put his head back. Let him laugh. But God always wins. He said, ma'am, the building's worth $320,000. I did my homework, and I said, yes, sir, I know. But God said $265,000 for the building and the properties. He said, you're going to have to talk to the owner. I thought, why have I wasted my time with you? I didn't say that either. But I thought that. I said, I would love to talk to the owner. And by this time, it is churning in me. Come on, you know when God has spoken, something gets to churning. Something is stirring. Can I tell you something is stirring in this room? Who stirred up in this room tonight? God is stirring up something in somebody tonight and saying, go in. Go in. Step in. Take it. Take the land. You are well able to possess it. And we're praying in the spirit. My husband and I are driving toward this man's office. And we're praying in the spirit. And we're proclaiming, God, that's our building. God, that's our land. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare it. Father, we speak over and declare it. It is ours. It is ours. It is ours. We've walked this property for years. And so, Lord, we declare this building belongs to us. This property belongs to us. In the name of God, it belongs to you. So we take possession now. So you have to take possession before you take possession. Write that down. That's good. You have to take possession before you take possession. Because faith is the substance of things. 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 It's the evidence. You know what evidence is? Convincing proof. It's the convincing proof of things not seen. So you act like you got it. Don't make me bring the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost and the angels back up here. That's my property. Yeah, you can do whatever you want to, devil, but that's still my property, okay? You can let them talk all over town. All they want to talk about how crazy they are out there walking that property. Who do they think they are? They're crazy. They ain't got one dime to put together with another dime. And what do they think they are? But we're just still walking that property because we got God the Father. We got Jesus, my brother. We got the Holy Spirit. And we got angels around us. And we've got a promise. We've got a word. And what more do you need? Are you still here? So we walk into that office. And this gentleman says, let's go outside and walk some. We'll go outside and we walk. And we start walking. And he's taking us across this grassland. He's taking us across this grassland where the property is. Mary, you've been there. And he looks at me and he says, Miss Jacobs, he says, I've done some research on you. He says, I've heard about you. He says, I've heard about you. You're that person that sings the There's No God Like Ezekiel's God or something like that. So there's no God like Ezekiel's God or something. He says, I really like you. He says, you know, I'm away from the Lord. He said, I got to come back to God. He says, but I feel like I need to do something. There's a feeling in this room tonight. I got a feeling everything's going to be all right with somebody. I got a feeling everything's going to be all right with somebody. I got a feeling that there's a yes coming. I've got a feeling that somebody's going to say, come on over. Come on, you've got the loan. Come on over. I'm going to give it to you. Come on over. Hey, I got a feeling somebody's about to step in and possess their promised land. He says, I tell you what I want to do. He said, this building is worth $320. This building right here is worth $320. He says, I'm going to let you have it for $265,000. He said, the properties? He said, I'm going to give it to you. And I'm going to use it as a tax write-off. Really? Y'all better shout. If you're not saying it, you sure won't see it. You better get on your feet and say, I'm next. Tell somebody, I'm next. Oh, decree to somebody, I'm next. I'm next. I'm next. Tell somebody, I am next. Oh, Rabasha, lift your hands up and say it, I'm next. Oh, my God. Jacob and Caleb, Joshua and Caleb had a good report. Whatever you say, you will have. Your mouth will either take you in or it will take you out. Your mouth will take you in or it will take you out. Be determined. Tonight, I'm going in. If everybody else stays out, I'm going in to the promises of God. I'm going in to take the land. I'm going in to take possession. Everything that God said, I'm going to have it. It is. Lift your hands and worship in this place. Sit down, let me finish this. Look at verse 31. Look at verse 31. But the men who had gone up with him said, we're not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we are. It's amazing how we are about the enemy. He is nothing. He is nothing. He is nobody. Matter of fact, at the end of this thing, the Bible says in Revelation, we're going to look at him and say, are you the puny little rat that caused all of that trouble? Do you realize the Bible doesn't say that God the Father, God the Son, or God the Holy Ghost is going to bind him and throw him? The Bible says one little angel. God's going to say, hey, angel, go over there and take care of him. And in the Valley of Armageddon, I'm going to be there in a few more days. In the Valley of Armageddon, where all the armies will come together with the beast and the Antichrist and all, and the devil and all this. And here comes Jesus and God and all the angels and all the saints of God. And the devil's ready to fight. And the Bible says that God's going to look at him and go, with one breath. That's who we're talking about right there. Why don't you give God glory right there? But you have power. You have authority over him. He has no power over you. He has no authority over you. The blood is greater. The blood is stronger. The blood is mightier. The power, there's power in the blood. There's glory in the blood. There's deliverance in the blood. Everything you need is wrapped up in the blood and in the name of Jesus and in the word of the living God. Not able to go up against his people if they're stronger. We can't take Alaska. They're stronger than we are. There's more of them than us. And then we saw the giants. We saw them giants. And we were like grasshoppers. Who said that? Who said that? The people said it. God didn't say it. The people said it. You better watch what you call yourself. Watch what you call yourself. You got to call yourself, I'm the blessed. I'm blessed in the city, baby. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed coming. I'm blessed going. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above only and not beneath. I'm going over. Out of every one of y'all, I'm his favorite. See, y'all sitting there, y'all looking at me because y'all believe that. Y'all sitting there because I am his favorite of God. He loves y'all, but I'm his favorite. What are you waving at? Are you saying that you're his favorite? You're a favorite? Are you sure about that? See, that's the attitude you got to have. Out of all the people you work with, you're God's favorite. Out of all the people you went to school with, you're the one that's been picked out and favored. Out of all the people in Alaska that's not here tonight, you are the favorite of God. You have been picked out to say, go in and take the land. I'm giving you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the devil. Tell somebody, I have power. I have authority. Some of you went, I have power. I have authority. You go in your house and you're like, okay, devil. I know you're in here somewhere. I'm going to count to three. When I say three, you better go. One. You hear me, Satan? Two. Three. He will eat you. He will chew you up and spit you out. You have to get your shoulders back. You have to get your back back. Get your head up and say, I come to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You have no power and authority in my house. You get out of my house. You get out of my kitchen. You get out of my child. You get out of my marriage. You get out of my city. You get out of my church. You must go. Somebody shout, go. Shout it, go. Say it. Say it. Decree it. Say it. Oh, God. Oh, God. Negative people will eat your lunch and drink your milk. Separate yourself from the negative people that don't have your vision. You don't go where you're tolerated, you go where you're separated. Celebrated. You don't go where you're tolerated, you go where you're celebrated. But you get somebody to come alongside of you and believe God with it. Let me tell you something. I had two girls. And let me tell you something. I don't let everybody in my birthing room. How many girls have had children in here? Let me see your hand. Yeah. You don't let everybody in your birthing room. Who, oh, come on in? Who are you? Oh, my neighbor down the, yeah, down the four houses down. What is your name? You may let your grandma in. You may let your mom in. You may let your best friend or your sister. That's a lot of people. In your birthing room. And you have to be careful who you let in your birthing room. Because everybody is not like faith, like spirit, like destiny, and like anointing. What did you say y'all were doing over there? The kingdom what? Alliance? Well, what does that word mean? And who's coming? Okay, I've never heard of her. Now, is she a woman preacher? Okay. All right, then. You don't let people, you don't share your vision with everybody. You know, you go into a birthing room, you got somebody and that's trying to get this person out, you know. You don't go in there and go, oh, sweetheart, listen. Sit back. Relax. Ain't nothing that hard. Just breathe. Breathe. It's okay. You don't be doing all that pushing and stuff. You're messing your makeup up, girl. You're starting to sweat. If she does that, that thing inside of her is going to die. Can't be having anybody going, oh, just lay back, just relax, just relax. It's okay, just relax. See what you go through when you're an armor bearer. See what you do when you're an armor bearer. You got to get somebody in there going, like my sister did. She came to help me get Kaylee out. Trudy, let's go. My husband Jamie's over there eating a baby Ruth and a Diet Coke. Come on, babe. That thing, do that thing. Come on. I got you, darling. I got your back, darling. Come on. Right. And my sister's going, come on, girl. Push that thing out. Give me some pushers in this place. Give me some people who say, I'm not going to quit. Give me some people who say, I'm going to get this thing out of me. Get this person who says, I'm going all the way. This thing has got to be birthed in Alaska. We've got a birth revival in Alaska. We've got a birth a move of God in Alaska. Push, push, press, push. Say it. Tell your neighbor. Tell your neighbor. Tell your neighbor. Seize the moment. I'm almost done. Seize the moment. Caleb said, see what we're going to do here, guys. We're going to sit down here. We're going to think about this for 3, 4, 7, 8, 10 years. Let's get us committee together here. We'll talk about this thing and see if we can come up with a word from the Lord. Who's going to fast the first 40 days? Where's our committee? Our committee planning, our planning committee for the planning committee. Where are they at? I mean, know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Caleb said, no. Caleb said, let us go up at once. Let's go now. Did you know that the devil wins standoffs? Write that down. That's good, too. The devil always wins standoffs. Where's the woman of God tonight that took the offering? I love that woman. I love that. Thank you for that. Because God will speak to you and say, give $10,000. And you'll go, the devil is a lie. I know that weren't God. I know that weren't God right there. And God said, yes, it is. But God, you know what I'm going to do with that money? Give. And it shall be given back to you. I know, yeah. Goodness, I know. Let me think about it. Let me pray about it. Jesus. Go ahead. Give. Give and it shall be given back to you. Give and it shall be given back to you. Give that $500. Give that $100 to that lines. Give that. Now, let me think about it for 3, 4, 7, 8, 10 days. And I'll get back with you, God. Give and it shall be. It's over. You're gone. It's over. You've just missed your moment. It's gone. He's gone to the next person. Because God loves a what? A cheerful. And what does a cheerful mean? What does a cheerful mean? A prompt to do it. Prompt to do it. Prompt. Ha! Oh. What is that, Daddy? Okay. Where's the checkbook? Give me the checkbook. Checkbook! Prompt to do it. Listen, I love it when my girls do what I ask them to do the first time. Huh? How many know what I'm talking about? It never happens. But when it does, it blesses me. It's the same way with Daddy God. He tells you to give something. Well, is that you, God? Are you sure about that? Give. It's already given back to you. Give. Give. I got something greater for you. I got something coming. And it may not even be money. It may be something that he sees before. He's going to prevent you from hitting that truck. He's going to prevent you from having a heart attack. He's going to prevent you from going through destruction. He's going to prevent you from this or that. But he says, give. He's already passed you because you missed your moment. So you got to move with God. Tell somebody, move with God. Move with God. Faith without works is. Y'all are slow up here in Alaska. Faith without works is. It's a much better class. Thank you. It's a musician in me coming out. You got to put Yet if it works with your faith. You got to do what God says to do when he tells you to do it. Now. Do it when? Now. When it went? Now. Oh. You're a mover and you're a shaker. The men and women of Issachar, the men and women of Alaska knew the times and they knew what to do. The men and women of Alaska know the times and they know what to do. I know what to do. You know what to do. Take that moment. Take this season and seize it. We are well able to take it. I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. If God be for me, who can be against me? Is there anything too hard? One of the strangest things, and I'm done. One of the strangest things that I've ever read, that I found, and I've read this Bible through, I don't know, maybe 35, 40 times. I'm in the book here in Exodus. It's a very interesting chapter, Exodus. You know about Exodus. You know what happened in Exodus. And then he talks about, let me find it. You're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe what I'm about to read you here. And the Lord spoke to Moses in chapter 8 and says, go to Pharaoh and say to him, thus says the Lord, let my people go and that they may serve me. But if you refuse to let them go, I will smite you and your territory with frogs. I hate frogs. They're so ugly. Sorry, God. And if they spit on you, you'll get warts. Did you hear that? Did you know they spit? That's what my sister told me. I believe her. Of course, we were 8. But if you refuse, it says, I'm going to smite you with the frogs. So the river shall bring forth frogs. Abundantly. How much? Abundantly. Which I go up and come into your house, your bedroom, your bed, the houses of your servants, people, your own ovens, and your kneading bowls. The frogs shall come on you, your people, your servants. And so here's all these frogs. And Pharaoh is like, you go find that man Moses and get him in here now. I am tired of these frogs. They're everywhere. Frogs. So they run and they get Moses. Moses! Get rid of these frogs! Okay? But the God of Israel says, you must let my people go. Take away the frogs and I'll let the people go, he says. And accept the honor of the same which I shall intercede for you in your service. And he said, when would you like for me to send the frogs away? That's an easy answer for me. Is that an easy answer for y'all? That's an easy answer for me. He says to Pharaoh, when would you like for the frogs to leave? What an idiot. Pharaoh says, tomorrow. That's right there. Chapter 8, verse 10. So he said, tomorrow. And he said, let it be according to your word that you may know that this is no God like God. God, God, and frogs should depart from you tomorrow. And Pharaoh's like, you know what? I want one more night with the little froggies. I want to rub the little froggies one more night. No, it's time to possess the land now. It's time to take land now. It's time to possess what God said we can have now. When? Now. When? Now. Say it now. Get on your feet. I want every pastor and your wife to come to the front. You are a full-time pastor, or you're a pastor at church. I want you to come. I want you to stand in the front with me. I want the church to lift your hands, and I want you to begin to pray in the Spirit. Because God's about to do something big in people's lives. Bring your wives with me. Bring your husband with you. I want evangelists to come. If you're an evangelist, to come. You evangelize. Come down to the front. Pray, church. Pray, 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 pray. Come on, pray in the Spirit. Come on, pray in the Spirit loud. That's it, right there, right there. Stay right there. For you have said that I am like a grasshopper. But I would say to you tonight, Alaska, you are a giant in my eyes. And you are to go in and take possession of the land that I have promised to give to you. And not only to you, but to your seed and your seed's seed. For out of this land will come a sound of revival. Out of this land will come a cry and will come a voice that will be a voice to the nations of the earth. For I have called you for such a time as this to come up and to come out and take possession of the land. Come up higher. Come up higher. Spread your wings and spread out your land and take possession. For I, the Lord, have sent my angel before you to lead you and to guide you and to speak to you in all truth and to tell you that now is the time to take possession of the land. It is yours for the taking. For they will come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And they will say, look, here is God. And they will say, look, there is God. And they will see my miracles and my manifestations that I have chosen just for you. They will come from far away lands, from many states, from many countries to see a fire that is burning in Alaska. They will come and see the beauty of Alaska. Not just the trees, not just the animals, not just the forest, but to see the power of my name, to see the glory of my presence. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and it shall come to pass.